Greetings, dear family. Today, Jesus wants to remind us all to guard our hearts by keeping them clean before Him, to better prepare us for the coming rapture. We read in Luke 6:45, "A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." Amen. Jesus began speaking, "My people, your actions and your words are at times out of sync and do not align themselves with my teachings. Others are watching and judging you by what you say and do. As you represent me, the words you say speaks volumes to others and reveals what is truly in your heart. I did not impart these words lightly to you in Scripture, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. If you want to know what is on the inside of a person, you simply watch their actions and listen to what comes out of their mouth. If someone consistently is angry, lewd, and exudes immorality, then you can be assured that is what is on the inside. Elizabeth, and all of you, if you encounter a soul whose actions give to the poor and supports charitable events, but in secret abhors the poor, speaks words of indifference, and is unkind, then they are putting up a facade to deceive those around them. Eventually, that which is on the inside will come out. In these situations, I will reveal to you the true condition of their heart. When you see and hear evil, my dear ones, be not deceived. Pray for them, and do not keep company with them or make excuses for them. Your spiritual state and those of your loved ones are of utmost importance to me. Do not think that your children will be taken in the rapture or are true believers because of a childhood profession of faith, and yet they live by demonstrating a heart of evil. Constant sinful words and deeds are indicative of darkness in the heart. Precious ones, learn to recognize and observe the fruit that comes forth from yourselves and others. If you are responsible for a flock, it is imperative to understand whom you allow to exert influence over you. Your prayers are a window into the condition of your heart. Listen to how you pray and take stock of what you are praying for. Are you focused on your needs only, or are you praying for others? When was the last time you focused on magnifying your God, praising and thanking us for all that you have been given? I love to hear the prayers of the selfless and truly humble. My heart soars when we are glorified, and your heartfelt, intentional prayers are about the needs of others and those who have so very little. Remember, believing in me is the only way to eternal life. It is by my grace alone, through your faith in me, that brings you to your heavenly home. Listen to your words. It will reveal to you the condition of your heart. You may be surprised to hear what escapes your lips. My disciples, please evaluate your speech and determine if it resembles my words. Learning to control your tongue is wisdom, and I will help you if you come to me with a sincere heart." And that was the end of his message. Dear family, it is wisdom to avoid company as best we can that does not bear good fruit. God prefers silence over foolish speaking. Listen to what others are saying rather than going over in our minds what we will say next. If we think twice before we speak, then we will speak twice as better. Let truth be our guide, not just trying to prove our point or needing to be right all the time. A Christian writer once said, "It is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt." Words to live by. God bless you, and may our hearts be filled with the love of Jesus Christ.